why you do it. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I'm up. I'm on. The one and only Rick Adams. And tonight, we once again have a guest. And he is Lindsey Williams, who we told you would be back this week. He's raised a lot of blood pressure in a lot of people, a lot of anxiety, and the need for anxiety tablets. He's raised a lot of nerve endings, so because of some of the things he said. And, of course, he talks to a lot of people, as you know. He talks to people in the know, people that have contacted him. They've seen his videos. They know who he is, and they've told him certain things. Plus, he's very savvy on what's going on in the world around us. So it's not just energy now. So it's not just the energy non-crisis. Nope. It's the banking crisis, the worldwide global crisis that has been created for us, you see? Created for us for a reason. That's to bring about a one-world system. And, of course, he is back with us right now on the lines, Reverend Lindsey Williams. Hello, Lindsey.
Thank you, Rick, for letting me be on your show tonight. Oh, my goodness, you can't imagine how much I appreciate being here when using nominal gross domestic product over 100 years, the U.S. dollar is worth less than 1 cent today compared to 100 years ago.
Doesn't that tell us something, huh?
And we have a crisis date such as the United States of America has never had in its history financially. And that crisis date is only just a few days away, March the 21st, 2007. And the average person doesn't even realize how critical this date is.
Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. And when you were on last week, you, as I said, you managed to get a lot of people to make new doctor's appointments, I'll bet.
Well,
because
you
got them really excited, and I know I was excited also about some of the things you were saying and some of the people you've talked to and what we can expect in the next few months. And one of them, of course, as you mentioned, is, the imminent collapse or a departure, if you will, whatever you want to call it, of the so-called dollar. And I don't like to call it a dollar because it really isn't a dollar. A dollar was something that was backed by gold originally. What we have is nothing but paper.
As I travel outside of the United States of America, which I do quite often, just a few days ago I was in Vancouver, yep. B.C., Canada, and as I travel outside the United States of America, I find that the only people in the world that don't realize that the American dollar is going to collapse is the American.
Yep. That comes as no surprise, Lindsey, no surprise to me.
Oh, I lectured in Vancouver and gave some of the things that I'm going to give tonight. And when I finished with my lecture, people were just appalled. They said, our friends must hear this. Now, you're going to be here one more day. Can you give another lecture tomorrow afternoon, even though it's not scheduled? We have two or three or four families we'd like to bring out to the meeting. Well, between then and the next meeting, there was a person in my audience who is very credible, very well known in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. And you'll tell us about him when we come back. All right, good enough. Lindsey Williams, stay tuned for a very exciting information-packed program again tonight. Join us, 1-800-313-9443. Rick Adams on the air. Radio Avenger will be back in 3 minutes.
Oh. Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Okay, we're back now. Lindsay, this gentleman stood up in the audience the last day of your pilgrimage to Vancouver. And who was he and what did he ask or say to you?
Well, the gentleman said, after what you gave last night, he said, I called a person who is a good friend of mine. He said, it is the president of a bank in Vancouver, B.C., Washington, mm-hmm. I mean, in Canada.
Yeah.
And they said, we gave them some of the material that you gave. We ran it by them and asked them, what do you think of what this man said? And he said, well, I agree with everything he said. I see nothing wrong with it. But he said, I would like to add something to what he said. And they said, well, what do you mean? He said, our bank in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, is already in the process of preparing for the collapse of the American dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You could have heard a pin drop in that audience. Now, Rick, after the program last week, you called and you said, Lindsay, would you deal with the subject of finance instead of the subject of gasoline and energy and oil and where crude oil is going and all of this? You know, I'm so happy to be on your program tonight, but I must admit, some of the things that I'm going to have to give in order to abide by your request
mm-hmm.
are going to be extremely startling.
Mm-hmm.
The average person out there in the listening audience, I hope they realize just what a critical program that we're doing tonight, that you have allowed me to deal with a subject that, you know, I would very much like to never have to give something like this. But on the other hand, I know no way except to tell people the truth, because
that's
the Bible
right.
does say, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will scare you to death.
Mm-hmm.
No, quite to the contrary. It says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Right.
And as long as we know the truth, we have nothing to fear. But folks who don't know the truth, their dinner table is going to be drastically affected in a very short period of time.
Yes, yes, amen. Well, you know, you can't even talk about energy without talking about finance and vice versa. I mean, they are interlocked and totally interrelated. So, you know, you mentioned this gentleman and what he said about how his the bank in Canada was already preparing for the collapse of the dollar. I'm just curious, if we can begin there, what kind of preparations are being made for that eventuality?
Oh, they're getting out of the dollar. They're going into euros, they're going mm-hmm. into pounds, they're going into mm-hmm. francs, they're going into everything imaginable
right.
and cashing out of the paper that represents the United States of America. Rick, I just, you know, I pick these things up every day, and I picked up one of two items. Now, this is today that this came across the wires. Airbus aircraft of France laid off 10,000 workers. Now, just to show what's happening worldwide, there are 180,000 Dodge Ram pickup trucks
mm-hmm.
still on the lot from 2006 models that are unsold in the United States of America. As of today, 3/8/07, China, for the first time ever, announced they're going to tax all American corporations that are operating in the country of China.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things that are so catastrophic that just within the past 24 hours have come across the wires that I sit here a little stunned as we begin to do a show like this tonight, because it even startles me what's taking place in the financial world.
Mm-hmm. It is startling, to say the least, yes. So with China now making these moves, they are in the driver's seat, and America is losing all control over its own destiny now.
As of November 1st, 2006, China held $1 trillion of United States paper. Now, that's T-bills, securities, bonds, as well as our paper dollars. $1 trillion. $1 trillion. The average person cannot even comprehend that. I have trouble comprehending $1 trillion. $1 trillion would buy all available gold on the face of the earth. I didn't say all gold. All available gold on the face of the earth. $1 trillion is almost unthinkable. China could blackmail us any day by selling that paper that they hold on the world market and collapse the American dollar overnight.
Mm-hmm. No doubt
now,
about it.
All of this has already started. What some Americans may or may not realize is Iran, third largest oil producer in the world, March the 21st, that's just days away of 2007, March the 21st, as of that date, Iran has outlawed the use of the American dollar in the country of Iran. That mm-hmm. means any person caught having an American dollar, anyone attempting to use one, anyone trying to sell oil related to the American dollar will be put in jail in the country of Iran. Now, there are other countries that are following suit so rapidly until the dollar positively is going to collapse. It's only a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
It will take place. And China said it so very well. Many may remember that back, I think it was in January, we sent some envoy of some very prestigious people to Beijing. And when they came back, one of them dared to appear on the Hal Turner show. Now,
mm-hmm.
many people watch that across America.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, there was a Chinese government informant that appeared on the Hal Turner show, and he was asked the question, why is it that China is not going to use the American dollar in the future like they've used it in the past? And here were his three reasons. He said the Federal Reserve Bank ceases publishing M3 data as of March of 2006, make it nearly impossible for anyone to know how much cash is being printed.
Mm-hmm.
He said the second reason China is dubious of the American dollar and is going to cease using it as we have in the past. We'll use you some. Naturally, we have to. But you say we're going to diversify. The U.S. dollar has lost upwards of 30% of its value against other foreign currencies in recent months. And China has lost somewhere between $4 and $5 billion just in the drop of the value of the American dollar. Then he gave a third reason. He says the U.S. has no plans whatsoever to reduce deficit spending or its ability to pay down from its existing debt. And as a result, the nations of the world are scared to death of the American dollar. China has lost 4% of the value of its $1 trillion plus just because of what's happening to the American dollar. As a result, China now is fighting back. And as of today, I mean, March the 8th, as of today, China announced it's going to begin taxing American companies. Oh, can you imagine what's going to happen? They went over there to get away from tax, went over to China and India and going to Mexico in order to get away from having to pay Social Security, hospitalization, Medicare, all of these benefits, and the time bomb of the retirement programs. And now they're turning right around and having to face this in China because China says, I will tax all American companies who have come in here as of today. So they're fighting back.
And also, it's a good market for slave-made goods, you know, slave labor. And that's why they've been doing it for so long, you know. Years ago, we had this, they had these authors of the books, The Cola Wars. I don't know if you remember it or not, but you had Pepsi going to the Soviet Union, and guess who going to Red China? J. Paul Austin, Jimmy Carter, that gang going to Red China for Coca-Cola. And that was telling you right then and there, these multinational corporations, they know the handwriting on the wall, Lindsay. They know what it's all about. It's all about big bucks, finance, and globalism. And they know that they have no allegiances to this country whatsoever. None. And what they want is a government that will facilitate profits, facilitate making money for them. And yet here in China, as you mentioned, the Chinese government now is beginning to flex its muscle. That means things are going to begin to happen, Lindsay. And they're not going to be very nonviolent either.
Oh, they positively are going to be violent. You're exactly right. China,
yes.
Taiwan, and China now has come along and said, we want the oil from Iran, and if you do anything whatsoever to affect the economy of Iran, we will come to their rescue. Russia said the same thing. I mean, we're sitting on a time bomb,
yes,
Rick, that is so catastrophic that if the average American had the slightest idea of what I see when I travel outside the United States of America, they would shake in their shoes. Mr. Masha Harakiawai, who is the chairman of the Asian Development Bank, stated to a group of bankers just the other day, and I'll read it exactly as he stated. He said, East Asian economies need to prepare for a possible collapse of the U.S. dollar. And then, oh, it was put so well by Mr. Joseph Stiglitz. Now, this man is the former World Bank vice president. You can't get much more prestigious than this. He's a chief economist. He is also a Nobel Prize winner. His last name is spelled Stiglitz. You can go on the web and even find this for yourself. I'm not just talking off the top of my hat. He predicted a global economic crash within 24 months. Now, a person with these credentials, being the former World Bank vice president, is not going to just say something off the top of his hat like this unless he has something to back it up with.
Yes, that's absolutely true. He's letting the cat out of the bag is what he's doing.
Well,
and that's exactly what's going to happen. Yeah, I mean, now, you know, the last time we had such an event, as you remember, was in the 1930s. And that led into what? War. And that led into world war. And I believe that this is one of the things they have in store, these financiers, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the globalist Zionists, all of them have in store for America is another worldwide catastrophic situation. You can call it a worldwide war if you want, whatever, but it's going to dovetail with the economic clash and crash as well. Lindsey Williams, stay where you are. All right, we'll continue with you. We'll take calls a little later on Uncensored Radio Free America, only on RBNLive.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back with Lindsey Williams, and that's what I was just saying, Lindsey. My thoughts are that we're heading toward that 1930 scenario once again. Do you see any similarity? Do you think that's what you see as well or not?
Oh, positively.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Let me say why I can say this with authority. I know the mindset of the power elite and the super wealthy of the world because by the providence of God, I had the privilege of sitting in their board meetings, mm-hmm. living with them in the dorms at Prudhoe Bay for 3 years' time. The ones that you hear about in the World Bank, in the IMF, I literally lived with them, had an opportunity to analyze them, to understand why they do what they do. I've written 6 books on the subject because I wanted the American people to know what very few people ever get to know, and that is just how these people manipulate and what they do, why they do. So I think, without a doubt, I can say yes to what you just said, because I know the mindset of these people. And one of the things that I learned when I sat with them in their board meetings, the very first thing I think I ever learned when I sat in the board meetings with these power elite was listen to their buzzwords. They tell you everything they're going to do. It's just that the average person in America does not know how to interpret what they're saying. But if you know how to understand what they're saying, just like this Mr. Joseph Stiglitz, former World Vice President, Bank World Vice President, he said this, he knew exactly what he was saying. It's just that the average American would not pick up on the details of what he was saying. But listen to their buzzwords, and you know everything that they plan to do. So I can say amen completely to what you just said. I think we're headed for another 19 and 29 total crash of the American dollar.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, that was something that affected the whole world. The depression was extended in this country deliberately with legislation in Congress that was passed. And, of course, Germany was most affected by it. And you know what happened there and the victimization of Germany and France and England and the whole Europe and all over the world, actually. So these power elite that run the show, they're in control. It's not that everything is out of control, Lindsay. Quite the contrary, I believe, that the dollar is not, you know, free-falling. It's not just a natural thing, although we know that its cycle must come to an end. But it's being deliberately sunk. And that's been done for a long time now. While people were sleeping or watching ball games and having fun, the Congress was enabling the Fed, and the Fed was enabling itself, to be able to do such things as extend the debt worldwide, the monetization of the Debt Act that was passed in 1980 and then in 88, more control by the World Bank, more control by the Fed. And as you know, the Federal Reserve System does not allow for internal or external audits internally. They audit themselves, which means they are the crooked cop on the beat that manage to escape any true oversight by the townspeople. And that's a prescription for disaster.
The power elite, the super wealthy, have an agenda. They know exactly where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And you're correct. All of this is planned. Every bit of it is according to their order. You know, it's been 30 years when I wrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis. But when I sat with those people back years ago, I heard them talk about a 30-year plan. They had everything already mapped out for 30 years for what they were going to do to the world. And when I heard it, I have sat back now for 35 years and watched them do everything that I heard them say back in those days that they were going to do. Now, 1929 was the Depression. It was 1933 before there were soup lines on the street in New York. There was a 3-year grace period. Everyone in Rick's listening audience tonight, may I beg you, I believe right now we are in the grace period. You have time to do something about your dinner table, your family's welfare right now. But, Rick, the thing that literally frightens me is something you alluded to just a moment ago. It wasn't until World War II mm-hmm. that America came out of the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bush right now needs a war. He needs a war desperately. His ratings are so low, he doesn't even have a rating. He lost in the last election, and the Democrats run nearly everything now, House and Senate. This man is in such despotic condition until he doesn't dare invade Iran, even though all of us have been thinking possibly he would and hoping that he wouldn't because he would thought World War III. I'm beginning to believe he might have to back off and not do it. But he needs another war so bad that yet, on the other hand, he may do it because it's the only thing that can save the dollar and spare America's financial condition today and keep the Bush family from being disgraced while he's still in office is to have a war. And it frightens me to think that this man knows the past and could very well start another war.
And do you think that that would be, again, the target, Iran, would be the most convenient, or North Korea, possibly, or Argentina, or Venezuela, or Latin America? Where would it be?
Sitting right now, out there in the Gulf, off of Iran, we have 4 battalions of ships with all of the related paraphernalia to go with it. We have 2 aircraft carriers. We have completely surrounded the waterway going into Iran. And here it is
All right, hang on to that thought. Sure, we'll talk about that scenario when we come right back. We'll take calls in a little while, 800-313-9368. 9443 for Lindsey Williams, my guest tonight, and we're talking about the dollar being destroyed. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, returns.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're back now with Lindsey Williams. And, Lindsey, you were just telling us about the possible scenario you foresee in the Persian Gulf. Continue.
Well, as of March the 21st, Iran has said we will no longer use the American dollar for the sale of oil. Other countries are jumping ship very rapidly. See, the American dollar, since the inception of the sale of oil, the American dollar has been used as the standard currency for the trade of oil. Only within the past 9 months has any nation dared to buck the international bankers and use anything apart from the American dollar. And as of the 21st of this month, March, Iran is the first country, third largest oil field in the world, says we will no longer use the American dollar. In fact, it's outlawed in our country. Now, other nations are sitting right ready to do the identical same thing once they see Iran can get by with it. Our government cannot allow Iran to do this, because if they succeed, then Venezuela, many other nations immediately are going to turn around and do the identical same thing, and it could very quickly collapse the American dollar.
Now, these bankers, okay, let's take this one step at a time, because you're very well-versed, and certainly you have become more well-versed over the past several decades that you've had a chance to study this firsthand. When I look at the situation and know who's in control, and we see these banks, international bankster gangsters, they never lose. They never, never, never lose. They may close banks, yes. They may see the loss of the littler banks, the smaller banks in America and in China and Indonesia and Europe and so forth. But they never lose. The IMF, the World Bank, of course, as you've explained, taxes us on a gallon of gas every time we buy it. Now, they can't lose, but if they destroy the dollar, it will be the American people that will lose everything. And what will replace that dollar, Lindsay? What, in your possible scenario, do you foresee happening once they deliberately have allowed for the destruction and the fall of the dollar, if in fact it's imminent or whether it's postponed? What will happen next, do you think?
Lou Dobbs on CNN News. Now, I think there must be a reason why he would dare to do this, because it could have cost him his job. Lou Dobbs has a vendetta with President Bush. He has for some time. And he came out with two programs on nationwide CNN News on the Omero, the North American Union. He said it outright that America is going to get the Omero. Many others have said the same. Now, you're exactly right, Rick. The international financiers never lose. And when the American dollar collapses, which it's my opinion they kind of want it to collapse, mm-hmm. because whenever it collapses, mm-hmm. the thing that will be put in its place, as Lou Dobbs said, and this is not just Lindsey Williams talking off the top of his head, go to my website, lwoil.com, and you can actually view the program that Lou Dobbs did on CNN News. You can see it for yourself.
Is this a new website you have, Lindsey?
Oh, yeah, lwoil.com, my new website.
Lindsey Williams, lwoil.com. I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
lwoil.com, and you will actually find Lou Dobbs' CNN programs.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you can go in there and view them and listen to Lou Dobbs as he talks about the North American Union. Now, here's what will happen. They will let the dollar collapse. I hope they don't bring about a war with Iran in the meantime in order to prolong the inevitable. If they allow the dollar to collapse, the same people are going to be in control of the new currency. The only people that are going to lose is the American public, because more than likely they will say, oh, bring in your American dollars. Oh, we'll just be more than happy to give you a new currency that's worth something. Now that the world doesn't want the dollar anymore, we'll have a two-tier currency. Let all these nations out there that have this paper currency in some other place have that currency. We'll give you the Amero. Just bring it in, and we'll give you 4-1, 5-1, 6-1. Oh, sure. I mean, Germany did it. Mexico did it. America will do it. And if the economy gets bad enough, the American people will beg for it. They'll mm-hmm. bow down and say, just give it to me, anything. Well, they give you a new currency. Who will be in control of the new currency? The same people that are in control of the present currency. The only thing is they issue you more paper that they say is worth something that still is just as worthless as a Federal Reserve note. It's such a poignancy game, is almost unbelievable, and they can do this. And Lou Dobbs actually said it right on CNN News. They're going to issue the Omero for Canada, Mexico, and the United States of America.
Well, that opens up even more questions and more scenarios then, and one of them is that seeing as they never lose and they always propose to profit from war and depression and destruction and so forth, I envision millions of people in this country losing their shirts in order to make this transaction and transition. And what will happen is these people will wind up much richer with much more property and many more assets in this country and out.
The rich get richer, the poor get poorer, the mm-hmm. middle class disappears, and this is what has happened in almost every culture where this took place. Okay, I really hesitate, Rick, but I'm going to get down to some hard cold.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, your audience out there is probably already stunned. So since they are somewhat, how should we say, at this point in a state of shock, we may as well go all the way and just take out all of the stops and go. Every bank in the United States of America practices fractional reserve banking. Mm-hmm. Now, let me give you an example as to how this works. Let's say that a person has $1,000. Now, I'm sure that no one would ever do this after my illustration right now, but let's just say a person has $1,000 and they want to put it in a savings account in a certain bank in their city. So they take that $1,000 down, and the banker says, oh, yes, we'll be more than happy to open you a savings account. Now, that banker is required by law to keep 10% of that $1,000 in his bank, which is $100, and he can loan out $900. Well, your neighbor next door comes in and says, oh, I'd like to renovate one of the rooms in my house. I need $900. Oh, the banker said, I'd be more than happy to loan you that $900. So he loans it out to him, and that person takes the $900 down to the building place and buys some supplies with it. Now, the building house does business with the bank on the other side of town. So they take in that $900 to the banker. The banker is required to keep 10%, which is $90, and can loan out $810 to your neighbor on the other side. Mm-hmm. Now, the neighbor on the other side needs to pay off his credit card this month. So he takes that $810, and the credit card company does business with another bank. That bank can keep 10% of that money, which is $81. They can loan out $729. And we're going to go one more step on this. I think you're getting the message by now. So that bank loans out the money, must keep 10%, which is $72.90, and they can loan out $656.10. Now, this is called fractional reserve banking. Now, I have a sheet of paper in my hand. You can't see it because I'm sitting here in the studio, and you're sitting over there in the studio, and the listening audience is out there behind the radio speaker. But based on your $1,000 deposit in your friendly, smiling banker's bank who would never do you wrong, those bankers are allowed, using fractional reserve banking, to loan out $8,998.18 based on your $1,000 deposit. And this is practiced by every bank in the United States of America. Now, everything is fine up until this point, but all of a sudden you decide, oh, I need my $1,000. I think I'll go down and draw it out. In order to give you your $1,000 that you deposit, those bankers must draw in $8,998.18. A person said to me the other day, they said, we went into our bank, we wrote a check for $20,000 and told the banker, I'd like to get $20,000 in cash. The banker said, sorry, we can't give it to you. We don't have it. They said, come back in 2 or 3 days. We'll try to see if we can round up the cash for you. Go in your bank and see how much cash they have there. They can't. Fractional reserve banking. Now, practiced by every bank in America, can you imagine what is going to happen when all of a sudden people say, I need what little cash I have? The foreign countries say, we don't trust your $9 trillion national debt any longer. We want to cash in, and all of a sudden there is a panic worldwide. Okay, Rick, here goes. America must attract 17% of the world's capital in any given day just to service our national debt. 17% of the world's capital just to service our national debt. Now, do you realize when nations realize that we have nothing to pay this back with, that the dollar has no backing whatsoever, that we have outsourced America, and nearly every corporation of any size whatsoever is moved to China, India, Mexico. I called up the airlines the other day to confirm an airline ticket, and I noticed that the person had an accent. I said, oh, by the way, may I ask where I'm talking to? They said the Bahamas. I mean, this is a person that was going to handle my airline ticket. Everything, the only thing that America can create today is paper debt. We don't have the ability for manufacturing. We've moved our businesses abroad. And once the rest of the world, which they're beginning to do this, by the way, once the rest of the world gets the message, Iran got the message, They're outlawing the American dollar as of the 21st day of this month. Well, if a person's even caught having one in Iran, they'll be put in jail. Nations are jumping ship because they realize that $9 trillion national debt, we will never be able to pay it back. The United States goes in debt to other nations at the rate of $1 trillion per year.
Do you then, Lindsay, view this scenario as a total economic tsunami that America will be facing, just as much of another 9/11 type scenario as could ever be accomplished with bombs?
There's no way that we can keep from having it. There is no nation on the face of the earth that has the phenomenal national debt that the United States of America has. There is no nation anywhere that has outsourced itself through free trade and the decline of their currency to the point that they are $9 trillion in hock to the world. And yet we still do not cut back. Congress is doing nothing whatsoever to diminish the national debt. Yet we are in draft. Well, okay, here are a few more figures. I said we would just take out all the stops. I hope the listening audience out there has pencil and paper. 380,000 factory workers were laid off in the state of Pennsylvania alone over the past 3 months' time. We have outsourced it, moved it abroad. The United States has lost 7 million textile jobs, 3 million manufacturing jobs to free trade and outsourcing. The Hershey Company announced on Valentine's Day, of all times, Hershey's drops, that they were laying off 1,500 people, closing their plant and going to move it to another country. I mean, we have outsourced and moved everything imaginable.
They were kissing America goodbye.
Oh, definitely.
With Hershey kisses, yes.
Yeah, exactly. America's gone. DeMeo Chrysler, Chrysler Group, plans to cut 10,000 factory jobs and close two plants by the end of this year. And when did they announce it? Valentine's Day. And they call it Valentine's Surprise.
Yeah.
January the 12th, 07, Chrysler, Portland-based Freightliner unit, said we will build a $300 million plant in Mexico and lay off 4,000 workers by the end of the year. I mean, outsourcing. We've moved industry abroad. What do we have left? What is there that any nation would trust the United States of America? Ford Motor Company workers faced Black Monday. The audio job announced huge job cuts, plant closures. They're laying off 29,000 people and 10 plant closures across the United States of America. And where are they putting it? They're taking it to China. They're moving it to India. They're moving it to Mexico. What does that leave in America? General Motors laid off 700 white-collar workers just the other day in their first round of salary cuts in order to cut millions of jobs out. Here's Boeing. Now, I mentioned a moment ago what's happening to Airbus. Laid off 10,000 workers in France because the aircraft industry is so bad. Boeing laid off 900 people in Kansas, said they're closing their plant, and they're moving it to another country. I'm going to go on. I'd like to stop there. GM, about 47,600 hourly workers have decided to leave General Motors in a buyout. That means General Motors said, you either let us pay you so much right now, and you quit, or we're going to fire you a few months from now anyway. So 47,600 workers said we'll take the buyout, and what are they going to do with the pension plans? General Motors, mark my words, I predict that General Motors and Ford both, within a short period of time, are going to announce that they're moving abroad.
I think they probably will
move it to China.
That's a foregone conclusion, yeah.
Yeah, they can't pay the pensions anymore. They can't pay the Social Security. They can't pay the hospitalization and still afford to produce automobiles at a reasonable price. Sprint, Nextel Corporation, the number three U.S. wireless carrier, plans to lay off 5,000 jobs, within the next 90 days. American corporations, oh my goodness, this one startled me when I even saw it. American corporations spent $59.2 billion in China in the past 12 months. They didn't spend it in America. They spent it in China. Why? They can't afford to operate over here anymore. The only thing that America can produce anymore is debt.
It used to be death and taxes. Now it's debt and taxes. Huh? Unbelievable, Lindsay. I just wanted you to say all of this because I'm aware of it, and I think our audience needs to be aware of it now that they're on extra medication and naturopathic remedies for blood pressure and so forth. So when we come back, we'll open up the lines and continue with you, but we'll give people a chance to get in a question of you or a comment, and we'll do in a few moments or so into the next hour. 800-313-9443, Lindsay Williams. And tonight, he will also once again give you a chance to get in on his books, his publications, his tapes, so you'll understand how grave the hour is and what you need to do to prepare your friends and your countrymen for a time of action. All right, we'll be back with Lindsay Williams, and we will continue with more in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Okay, we're back now with Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, in a little while, a few minutes, we'll take calls, all right? Because there are people with questions for you. And I know you have some tremendous answers. I know you don't have all the answers. None of us has all the answers except one that I know of, and he's in the Word of God. He is the Word of God. That's the ultimate answer, isn't it?
Yes, that is the answer, and I beg every person in this listening audience tonight, set your spiritual house in order. You know, you can do all the physical things you want to do, but if your spiritual house is not in order, whenever this takes place, and the inevitable is here. Even Lou Dobbs said it on nationwide TV with CNN, and I'm amazed that he put it out there. You'll see it on my website, lwoil.com.
Yep.
But whenever all this takes place, if your spiritual house is in order, you are set on the solid rock of Christ Jesus and not on the sinking sand of this world, you and your family will be able to abide. But if you don't know Christ as your Savior, nothing else is really going to be worthwhile. So I say it as positively as I can, being a minister of the gospel for over 40 years. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Set that spiritual house in order now, right now. Be born again. Know Him as your Savior, so that regardless of what takes place in this world, you know that you have a solid foundation to rest your home on.
Mm-hmm. You know, the analogy of the cupboard is a good one. You know, when you that there's going to be some famine around, and dislocations causes famine and lack of food, you want to make sure you have all of that physical nourishment in the cupboard, right?
Yes.
But how many people think in terms of their spiritual famine? And that is the worst famine to come. The worst famine is the spiritual famine, and yet their cupboards are bare, Lindsay. There's nothing in them.
You're exactly right, Rick. Now, knowing the facts from God's Word, and I've read the last chapter, you have too, and fortunately, we can smile tonight while we're saying all this because we've read that last chapter. But in order for people to get ready, they must know what to do. Now, I'm going to stick my neck way out, and in a few minutes, when you give me an opportunity to talk about the materials I have, I want to do something tonight I have never done before on any radio broadcast, any TV broadcast, anywhere in the world. This is the first time, and I'm going to try it tonight and see what happens. Only a few days ago, I gave a lecture on the subject that you've asked me to deal with tonight. It's an hour and 30 minutes long. I did it with fear and trembling. I did not know what my audience would do when I gave them such cold, hard facts. The people have begged for that DVD. I am getting a master copy of it. A person called me just on yesterday and said, "We're sending you the master copy of this." I have not even looked to see the quality of it yet, but I'm quite sure it must be good from the people that made it. I'm going to give, apart from all of the DVDs that I normally have available, anyone who calls in from your program tonight, I'm going to give them additionally to everything else a copy of that DVD just because I want to see what's going to happen and how people respond.
All right. That's excellent. We'll do that in the second hour. Meanwhile, we have one line or two available. You want to take advantage of that right now. Now's the time to call in with a question of Lindsay Williams. And the number, of course, is 800-313-9443. And we'll get your phone on the lines just as quickly as we can. And we'll be as brief as we can with your calls because we know people are trying to get through and they may have some trouble. So Lindsay Williams is with us again tonight. And we're talking tonight not just about the energy non-crisis, but as we promised last week, tonight we're talking about the crisis of world economics and particularly America going down the proverbial financial toilet. All right. We'll be back with Lindsay and your calls just ahead. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Be right back.